Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Gary Stewart with Conscious Connection. I'm very excited to have my next guest on our show today. She's Wendy Watson. She's in the forefront of the field on how blood type affects human behavior. Her book is called Personality and Blood Type, A Guide to Love, Work, and Friendships. She's a very good friend of mine, and it's a wonderful book. It's a very easy read, and it makes so much sense. A lot of us study astrology and many other modalities to understand our personalities. I'm telling you, our personalities are in our blood. I think it's fascinating information, and it helps us understand ourselves so we can embrace our unique qualities and gain very specific knowledge to how to have better relationships in all areas of our life, especially love and romance. So this is Gary Stewart from Conscious Connection. Let me get Wendy Watson on the line. Hello, Wendy, are you there?
Hi, Gary. Can you hear me?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Gary. Nice to talk to you again.
Excellent. Welcome to Conscious Connection. Your book is incredible, and I really got a lot out of it. Being an AB, it was like it was written for me.
And so that's so good.
It's excellent. I'm excited for our listeners to understand this information so I can promote it for you and your great book. So
thank
how did you.
You
come up with Practical Guide?
In 1998, I was teaching students from around the world, ages 18 to 60, and they were from Korea and Japan, as well as Taiwan and China. And at first, when I heard about blood type with personality, it sparked my interest so much that I decided to do further research into it. And I was amazed that we didn't know about it here in the West. And there's been a few books written, one in 1997, Constantine, and there's a history since the 1920s in Japan. And Germany has touched on it, Switzerland and France, but we don't know it as common knowledge here. So I studied thousands of subjects and research and had translators with lots of their websites and books.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would you like to share with us about the different types?
Yeah, that's the most important thing because, you know, most of us don't even know our blood type, which is interesting. And I'm glad you know, Gary. It's interesting why or who does know your blood type. But you can also get the kit through my website or Dr. Dayad Mohs or ask your doctor or give blood. But it's really interesting if you can relate to it because, as you said, an AB is only 5%, which you are, of the populace in the U.S. and pretty much worldwide, it's that percentage as well. And they're the creative, analytical, they call them genius crazy, if anybody wants to have that moniker. And most of the
I'm not afraid of that.
That's right. And everybody that I've ever interviewed, when I said those words, they understood it really loud and clear. And they're idealistic and curious, always observant to everything around them, dynamic and unique. And that's you for sure.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And what type are you? Just so our readers know, the four blood types are O, A, B, and AB.
That's right. And I'm an O. And the O's are optimistic, courageous, easygoing, and flexible, gregarious, love to have friends around and family, generous and honest, open-minded, quick-witted, and very talented. We like to have that one.
Absolutely.
Multi-talented. And the interesting thing about it is that it just like with all ideas, there's a tendency for this. Now, some people will say, well, I'm that too. And that's true, but it's put it together with everything else you have, which could be astrology or, again, your ancestry and how you were raised and many things. Check out the tendencies because most people, when they compare them, such as with an A, an A blood type, which I have two daughters that are A, therefore their father was an A. They were uniquely this type of person. Their general attributes were like their exterior is very calm. They have this serenity, this peacefulness that people feel. And yet underneath it, they worry a lot. And so there's this underlying worry. So when you talk to somebody who's an A and you tell them that, they're very surprised that you know that because they look like they're calm at all times.
Right.
But there's this underlying concern. And they're diplomatic. A's are gracious. They're logical and very discerning. Their discerning natures discern friendships even. They can sort of weed out things, whereas like an O actually just loves everybody. The AB has a friends across the board with everybody as well. The A's are a little more discerning who their friends are. They're very responsible, sensitive, and anytime I talk about the A's with people from Japan or Korea, Taiwan, and now China has gotten into this, they always want me to make sure I say they're perfectionists.
Mm-hmm.
And that's interesting. They always add that and make sure you don't leave that out. Now, I think sometimes when it's added to your other potential things that you could be or how you were raised, that may not be as strong. And so, of course, you have to add in all other things. Yeah.
Right,
now, let's
talk
about the bees before we go on because we don't want to leave them out, because if a bee is listening, they are the charismatic ones and visionaries, and they're very confident, and they're risk takers and individualistic and very determined. The bees are considered to be the players of the blood type, and they are only 12%, but they take up a lot of space when they come in a room. You know that they're there, and when you tell a bee who they are, they take that on very proudly. They know that they're very individualistic and they're charismatic. And I'm always told to make sure people know that they're just a little selfish.
Right.
I don't use that term, but I say they're somewhat self. They have a strong sense of self will and all. But sometimes it's a bit about them, and they don't mind that at all. You know, when you say that to them, they say, "Yeah, everybody should be."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we all have positive and negative attributes of excess. Just our general personalities, but, you know, the bee you're describing, it sounds like someone like Steve Jobs, so it's interesting when you look at the world, you can almost guess their blood type, rather, by how they are and how they present themselves.
It's true. You know, the interesting thing is we don't have a lot of information about who a lot of the celebrities that people would know are notable people, but Ringo Starr of the Beatles is an A, and Paul McCartney is a B, you know. And so that would make sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What's John Lennon?
He's an O. Yeah. So that's interesting, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
now,
Do
you find a lot of other cultures believe in it more? Like you mentioned, the Korean, the Asian nations. Have they been familiar with this and seek out this information much more than, say, their American counterpart?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Like, in Japan, it's fully immersed in it, including Japan and Korea. Korea actually has your blood type on your resume, and they hire people by their blood type.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and it's everywhere. You know, people, of course, their parents are still a lot involved in marriage over there, and the parents are hooking up different blood types. The B is a very successful blood type because they're very determined. They get their goals done. So a lot of people want to be with the B, but they also have that other side that's worrisome, that they're very charismatic and could be the sort of the players of the blood type as well. So no, they're very. It's part of what they do. They say, "What's your blood type?" instead of "What's your sign?"
Wow, that's
and
very interesting.
The interesting thing is that I had a lot of Saudis that I've interviewed, Saudi Arabians, and they were so interested about this. They really have. Many have bought the book, and they identify with all the blood type descriptions, and it's really interesting around the world, because I've had access to people from around the world. It's very interesting that it stood true.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you find it can lead? I mean, there's a lot of talk about privacy, as we know, in America with the internet and many other levels of our existence. Would Americans be less flexible with having this information out there? Because it sounds like it could lead to genetic profiling from an American.
Yes, and I actually believe that's potentially why it hasn't been looked at more readily, you know, because I can't figure out why, you know, we're so curious in the U.S. that why hasn't it been, you know, talked about more. And I think it's because of that. Over time, during World War II, up to World War II, Japan was very interested in it. Afterwards, they weren't. Germany had actually studied it. And, of course, we know about that, being that we don't want to profile people in these kind of boxes, especially like if you think of work, you know, you don't want somebody to say, well, you're an A, so you should do the detailed work. It's a tendency that we can use for ourselves, but we certainly wouldn't want it to be out there, of course, in resumes, you know, and or shared with anybody unless you want it to be.
Right, exactly. And as we know in America, medical records are confidential, but with your Social Security number, any employer could look at your medical records when they were doing a background check, especially with drug testing and everything else that's going on in the marketplace.
Well, the interesting thing is that, you know, I haven't found anybody who could find it from their doctor readily. You know, my doctor doesn't know it. And so that's – and I think it's state by state, too, because somebody said they knew in Florida, but I said, how come, you know? So it's a very interesting thing that I don't think my doctor has my blood type.
Yeah, and I asked a couple of people after I read the book, just out of curiosity to match the person, and they did not know. And they have regular doctor visits for different conditions or whatever, and I was surprised how many people don't even know their blood type. And you would think in an emergency situation, like an emergency room or whatever, and they ask you that question, everyone should at least know the bare minimum of their biology, which would be, you know, if you're diabetic, your sugar levels, or, you know, any human, your blood type.
Well, it's certainly when people read the book and find out how you can have, you can know your partner a lot better. You can know family members a lot better. And you can give them a break when they act the way they do because you realize that's just who they are. And there's a tendency, sort of a nervousness, nervous nature, like one of the tendencies in the O is to be calm, you know, calm all along. And then something happens, and it'll be just a minimal explosion, you know. They'll take, because they're really flexible. So everything's flexible, and they're open-minded and ready to move on and easygoing. But something can finally trigger them, and they can get mad, and then it's over. And this is in your blood. This is actually chemistry in your blood, you know.
Right.
And the A's actually just worry a little bit all the time. There's something in there that just makes them concerned because they actually do care about what's going on, and they're very aware of people looking at them as well. And for kindness, you know, they're very thoughtful. And then when something big happens, they get calm. The B is a moody person, and again, Dr. Diagmo, who wrote Eat Right for Your Blood Type, put about... You know, very small, I think there were 3 pages in his book. He didn't focus on the personality, but he actually told why the B is actually going throughout the day a little moodier. You know, they'll just be angry all of a sudden and get over it. And so the B to B, they like to relate to each other because they just sort of forgive each other. All the B girls I know like B girlfriends. Because they just sort of can yell at each other and then it's done, you know. Whereas
it might
an A,
be we be blood type. Yeah, that's great though. So there's an inner passion when you know someone's blood type, and not to excuse any negative behaviors, but it gives you a framework to understand a little deeper.
Oh, completely.
Thing I loved about the book is you mentioned it, work, which is great in social situation, but what I really loved about this book, personality and blood type that you wrote, was in love. So many people have compatibility issues, and understanding your partner from a blood type point of view would give you a different window into a relationship.
Oh, totally. And again, it's, you know, sometimes people often ask what blood type is best, is compatible, you know, in the A with the A or the AB. ABs actually can be with everybody, Gary. So that's mm-hmm. wonderful. You may have known that. An AB yeah. actually can be compatible with everybody. And you would think it's the O because it's the O that's the universal
right.
donor, but it's not. It's the AB.
Mm-hmm.
You have that insight and that ability to put together a lot of pieces of the pie, and you can analyze it and have the compassion and the heart and the mind for it all. But
yeah.
The A with the A works well and the B with the B. However, the imagine in Asia, I'll tell you that the B man is often looking for the A woman. The B
oh.
man being very... they're trendsetters, okay?
Yes.
They're people that go forward and get what they want in life because they actually don't care what anybody thinks of them. They don't regard it as, they don't even think about it. They just go forward. And but they need this A to balance them out because the A actually is the diplomat and the one that is the gracious host. And so the B, and it's very funny because they just spark right up when you talk to Bs and As, and they know the B knows why they need the A. The A can seem a little boring to them sometimes because they will do the right thing and they're full of integrity and they're very kind and patient, but the B needs that to balance them out because they're a little off kilter sometimes and just go straight forward. But loving them, finding a way to, if you wanted to have someone in your life like an O, I'll give you a
yeah.
few clues.
Sure.
The O is a person who says yes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're flexible and easygoing, and yes seems like the right answer for just about everything. But when they do say no, they mean it. And it sort of comes as a surprise to people because they don't say no. And as so if you're in a relationship or trying to win the heart of an O, when they say no, they mean it. Or don't pursue if they said no, because even though they're easy to get along with, if they're saying no to you, more than likely they mean it 100%.
Right.
Another way to get them is they believe in the sort of purity of the heart, and they believe in love. Actually, they're the romantics of all the blood types. And so if you tell them wonderful things about themselves, they'll actually believe it because they have high self-esteem as well. And so they even give them some flattery, and they'll believe that. The other thing is not to argue with them, interesting enough, is that they don't like to argue about little things or big things. In contrast to the bee, who actually likes that and consider it a bit of fire in your relationship. But
right.
if you wanted the O, you may just let it go if you're ready to argue with them about something, and they'll probably turn around and understand it through your eyes and agree mm-hmm. with you because they're actually easy to get along with.
Mm-hmm.
And be flexible because they're the flexible ones. Mm-hmm. And the A is very interesting to win their love. Is the best thing you can do with an A when you find out you have an A you love is to be very patient with them because they are so discerning that they will think about it for a long time. They'll contemplate their mate as well as their shoes, you know, for a long time and figure out what's the right move to make. They're full of love and warmth and humor, but they need a lot of patience to win their love. And they like to be happy, and they're very nice people. They want the partner to be happy, and they're very kind, and they're looking for kindness in their mate. And discretion is probably one of the biggest ones. They don't like to be seen on the red carpet. They're not the ones that want to be out there at the best, you know, clubs and restaurants showing off. They believe that the best romantic dinner is the two in a cozy hideaway. And so that's my advice to the people trying to win the heart of the A, and you'll get it. They look for integrity, too, and consistency. Mm-hmm. Now, with the B, it's really interesting, because all of this really works, is the B is a person you could contact all the time in every possible way. You can contact them in email and Twitter and text and whatever, and call them all the time, because they love that contact, and they'll ignore it if they don't want it. And they're spontaneous. So the best thing you can do with a B is to think of a wonderful place to take them and surprise them. And you may want to bring something great to eat, because they're Epicureans at heart.
Mm-hmm.
How about the AB? Okay, let's win your love. So winning your love is through passion. Is there the passionate bunch? And they love passion. And you got to be passionate to win your heart. And interesting enough, you'll have to answer me on this, that they love people to be friends of their friends. You know, they don't want to separate their friends and their lovers.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Very nice, right? Everybody gets to be there. And also a partner and everything. They want to have their mate be the person that partners in what they do, you know, and to have a full life together. And so it's not segregated again. And they're loyal as can be. So loyalty is a key.
That's a big trait.
That's true, huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I love the fact that they're all passion and looking for a heart of gold all the time, you know, looking for the ideal. Interesting, the AVs have the idealistic, they're idealist and realist combined.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree. Totally. Well, that's a great thing about your book. I want our listeners to know that it is so accessible. It's just a little over 40 pages, but it really cuts to the core. And it's not all of us are so busy these days. We don't have time to read chapters and chapters on theory. So this book is like the cliff notes that just goes right to the core of each thing. And I found it so enjoyable to read that I didn't want to stop once I picked the book up.
No, I'm so happy. That's why I wrote it that way, you know, just for that fast read and an introduction to people in the West and actually the world. I have it in Spanish and in French, and people want to translate it into other languages. Because, again, it's a guide to, again, not to be angry at somebody for taking so long in deciding. And knowing that if you are going to win that love, you're going to have to be patient.
Right.
And the other one, if they're ignoring you, maybe it's only because the passion isn't there, you know. And interesting that the workplace, I think a lot of times it's really important to know who you are in order to know why you're happy or not happy in your job.
Mm-hmm.
And A's are team players. And it's not that they can't do it themselves, but they love being part of a team because they do get along with everybody, and they're very trustworthy and thorough. And if you're working with an A, they're the people that you could confide in, and they don't complain at work. They are the ones that may have a problem, so that's a double-edged sword right there. They may have a problem, but they won't complain. And so if you're an employee, an A is a person who will get the work done on time because they're very punctual and they're very thorough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whereas with an O, they will actually voice out all the they'll actually say it out loud, anything the A is thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they're the glue that keeps people together in a workplace because they're very gregarious and they get along. But interesting enough, if the O is the glue, the AB is the mediator, and that's interesting too, because an AB actually can be friends with all these different types and get them to understand each other, and that's what they can strategize. They can see how to do it. And the B, they just, they are charming and self-focused, and they are actually on their own schedule. And they will come on time, and that's the right time. So they have great qualities, but as an employee, their charm and their self-focus and their confidence is what's the biggest issue.
Fantastic. Yeah, now you're also a hypnotherapist. We have a few minutes left, so I just want to let people know what else you do as well. Would you count people on their blood types as part of your hypnotherapy, or are they two different sessions?
Oh, no, for sure. I do all of it together because, of course, when you know more about the person, you know, you're able to help them because a lot of people come because of relationships or even confidence issues, you know, and also the idea that whether a person accepts themselves for who they are. Mm-hmm. And this is an insight into me knowing and then allowing them to see that either they're playing at a game that is not integral to them, you know, I can utilize this information to help them, or allow them to accept who they are and fully embrace it, because confidence is the biggest issue too, and what a lot of people come to hypnotherapy about, as well as relationship issues. And in relationship situations, I always give them the book along with the session, so they can use it if they like.
Yes, and it also would help them if they do have a romantic issue or work issue, that they would be able to see in a more objective way that they're working with people with different blood types and personality sets. So that would maybe ease their fears a little bit and realize all roads lead to Rome, but other people are taking different roads because of their blood types and personality types.
Oh, totally. Like the way you would speak to an employer, you know, is could be different from the A. They want a clear and concise, you know, few words and get to the point.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very, very useful, and I'm really excited to share it with everybody. I have it in a number of bookstores in the LA area, and you can get it on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and through my website. Mm-hmm.
And what is your website that they can get it from?
It's wendywatson.weebly.com, Wendy Watson. And you can get my book as well as the blood type kit through my website.
Oh, good. Excellent. Excellent. Mm-hmm. And now may they call you or email you as well?
Oh, for sure. My telephone number is 310-633. 0751.
Great, and I will print this on our live link so people will have it handy. And how do you like to be emailed? If people would prefer to email you?
Yeah, I email through Hip Wendy, my hypnosis one, hipwendy@gmail.com.
H-Y-P?
Yeah. And I also do phone sessions as well as Skype sessions with people. And very happy to have a dialogue with people about it as well, because there is so much more to be said about blood type, and it's so much fun and twigs everybody in interest and helps people a lot. So glad to talk to you, Gary.
Absolutely. You have wonderful energy, and I just think it's fantastic. And we have about another minute. Is there anything else you'd like to let our audience know before we sign off here in about a minute and a half?
Yeah. I actually give talks on it as well as bigger groups. I've given
talks
in the L.A. area at the American Hypnosis Association and the Gateway in West L.A. And at Kaplan College. And so I can do bigger groups as well. And that's always fun, because I'm happy to go and give a larger talk. And I have a documentary coming out, and it should probably be at the end of summer, 2013.
Mm-hmm. And the documentary is on blood types or something else?
Yes, blood type, exactly. It's all about this.
We'll have to have another session here so we can talk about the documentary and help you promote it.
Yeah, that's great. Yes, and like I say, it's captured a lot of people's imagination, that's for sure.
That's great. That's great. So we have to sign off now, Wendy. My guest today on Conscious Connection is Wendy Watson, and her book is Personality and Blood Type. This is Gary Stewart. Until we speak the next time, namaste to you all. And thank you so much, Wendy. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Thanks a lot, Gary. Have a great day.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Till we speak again. Thank you.
Till we speak again.
This is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection.